You know, J.P. Morgan Chase has really taken quite a liking to the North Texas area. They're growing like crazy. You know, they built this enormous campus out at Legacy West, and now they've come through. They got everything finished. Everybody's moved in. And now they're going to add another 12-story building and move another probably 4,000 people out there. It's time to catch up with Elaine Agather, who is the chairman for the Dallas region and also heads up the private bank for the South and the Midwest region, and we happen to catch her in town. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Good to see you.
So I thought, I mean, this thing, you already had like 5,000 or 6,000 people out.
That's right. That's right. At the end of the year, we'll have our 6,000 people in Plano.
And now you're going to take another 4,000 plus?
That's right.
I heard you were going close to 11,000 people.
11,000 when we're done in Plano. Now, the region will end up having over 16,000 people in the Dallas-Fort Worth region.
What do all these people do?
Well, first
of
all,
how many bankers do you need?
I mean, seriously. First of all, it's a combination of different skill sets and talents that we have brought together, and it's a great place to hire, number one. And they do everything from mortgages to client service to process payments, a combination of all the different supports and services that we need to run a bank.
You got to have more people here than, well, I guess New York has more, but.
A little bit, but we might beat New York before it's over with.
Why? I mean, you know, you and I remember, because you were at Texas Commerce, mm-hmm. You and I remember when there were no outside banks.
That's right.
They were allowed to do business in Texas.
That's right. I still remember. And when Chemical Bank bought Texas Commerce Bank, I remember a lot of people saying, oh gosh, a New York bank. And we had less than 5,000 people in the state in that time, in 1986. Today we will have, well, when we're said and done, 27,000.
Good night.
And it's a, you know, when you look at our state, and everyone knows the job growth has been enormous in the center of the country and our favorable business environment, and it is a great place to do business in this state, and the taxes have helped us. And I think that all that combined, and we hire great talent.
So
we
this
find
just
great
becomes
talent.
A destination.
It really does.
And the fact that you're a major force here in banking, I guess, has something to do with it. But a lot of these people are doing business with people outside of the state of Texas, right? The people that are
absolutely.
Working for you.
Absolutely. No,
there.
It's very global. And it's, as I mentioned, a combination of things. A lot of technology hires, and we are hiring a lot of people. I mean, you
where
know,
do
we
you
have
find
a website.
Them?
Well, that's, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the growth in the state, and we have people that move in for some of these jobs. So we hire them from some of our existing areas that we already have that want to move for this particular job. So from our existing J.P. Morgan Chase. Two, a lot of the talent that's here and from schools, and we have a website, we have recruiting for it, and it's amazing to me the ability to find such great talent, and young and you know, older.
Well, but they'll find you, I would guess. I mean, these are people who are coming in, I would assume, from out of town, out of state, elsewhere.
That's right, all over. And, you know, today, and this is my 40th year at this organization. And when we started out, we wanted, you know, we've always done what's right for the employees, but it has developed so much. And now we have health care, we have a doctor and nurse on staff, we have the ability for people in child care.
If you've got a campus with 11,000 people, you can do
that.
You
have to. That's
right.
Yeah,
we have to.
You really do. And I think that that's a whole different approach than, you know, back when I started and we had an office and a coffee pot.
Where are they, and it sounds like you're going where they live, too.
Yes.
I mean, rather than having 11,000 people downtown say, find a way to get here every morning.
That's right. That's right. You know, we still have our headquarters downtown. That's where I sit, and that won't change. But we've got to go to where people are, and so traffic's easier, so they can, you know, get to and from work easier. And that's where we really have been pleased with this location.
And they've got to be pleased with you and Legacy West.
It is. And it, you know, and again, we talk to our workforce of the future, if you will, and they want amenities, they want restaurants, they want to be able to walk out and not be, you know, out where there's nothing around them. And that's really Legacy West.
Well,
really been great.
Yeah, I mean, you get a, in essence, a downtown street.
That's right.
That's right around the corner. Well, so is that going to be, how long is it going to take you to put get the 12-story building up?
We've started, and we will be finished by 2020, and we'll have people in 2021. We're moving fast.
Is that it? Then you're built out, or you got more space?
Never say never. It's a big space. We might have another building.
Was this always the idea that you would add like this, or is this a result of favorable?
I mean, we knew we had the space to do it. But as we built the space, and we were so pleased with it, and, you know, everything from just the cafeteria there to the way people are interacting and the open environment, we said, you know, this we could grow.
Yeah.
And so that's what's happened.
And there are, I mean, these people are not all, as you point out, they're not all doing the same thing.
No.
And these are people who would not routinely know one another.
Absolutely.
Or interact with one
another. That's right. That's right. And we had to, of course, build a new parking building. So, because we like our cars, and a lot of people drive there. So
build a dark tunnel or an Elon Musk tunnel, it sounds like, if you keep on going out there. Well, that's fascinating. It's an interesting commentary on the banking business in this country and also here. In fact, I'm curious what's going on around the country. You're now covering a lot more area than just Texas. Will you come back? We'll talk about that.
I would love to.
All right.
I would love to. Thank you.
All right. I've taken you away from the construction site long enough. You've got a lot of work to do. Elaine Agather is the chairman for the Dallas region of J.P. Morgan Chase and heads up the South and the Midwest and does a whole lot. It's good to have you with us always.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.